Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. It is Joan Matthews, and today is October 22nd, 2021, and I greet every one of you in the wonderful and the merciful name of our Lord and Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach. Folks, I've been running around all day. It's been a very busy day for me. But the enemy is as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may destroy. And, you know, the enemy will have us occupy so much with so many different things that if we are not careful, we will put trivial things, we will put personal things, we will put family, we will put lifestyle, we will put a job, we will put everything else in front of just spending time with the Lord, or spending time in His Word, or spending time with each other as saints. Right now the devil is raging mad. The Bible tells us that in the last days, Satan knows that his time is near. He knows that he has but a short time. And because of that, he will become raging mad. He will be like a roaring lion seeking, searching out to see who he can destroy, devour, who, you know, how many of us he can, you know, put the cares of this world and the cares of this life before the Lord. And this is what's happening in our world today. And, you know, today as I thought back on, my life when I worked at this other job, I had four children to take care of when my children were younger. And I had a 9-to-5 job, and I would find time every single evening. I would come home and take care of my children and help with their homework and make dinner and clean and just get everybody for bed. And then I'll find time to get on Blog Talk Radio and just fellowship, and then still find time to spend time when everybody is asleep. Just find time to just sit before the Lord and just talk to Him. And these days, I'm actually working from home. And folks, it's like I can't find time for the Lord. And my kids are all grown up, and I still cannot find the time. So I don't know what's happening. Is it the time, as Yeshua say, you know, He will cut the day short? Or the day is cut so much shorter that we, you know, we just cannot find time to do everything that we plan to do throughout the day. Anyways, today I just want to talk, I just want to discuss a little bit on, I have so many things in front of me that I don't even know which computer that I'm on. I have different computers and phones and stuff in front of me up right now, and tablets, just everything is on, all my information is on different devices. So yeah, folks, this is sort of like a Bible study, a mini Bible study, so feel free to jump in, feel free to ask questions, feel free to put up your hand if you want to say something, feel free to make a comment. This is Bible study, folks. This teaching today is meant to educate, for us to educate ourselves about the world that we are living in right now, about the times we are in, because I know that many Christians, many of us who are Christians, are very, very oblivious as to the times we are living in. Many Christians actually believe and are thinking that it is business as usual. Folks, it's not business as usual. We are living in the last days. We are living in the end times. Welcome to the end of days. Welcome to the end times. Folks, Yeshua told us what to expect in these last days. He told us what was coming. We're seeing it happen before our eyes right now, right here. But I think everyone is thinking, no, he wasn't talking about these days. It's a time further on, and maybe another 10 years, maybe another 20 years from now. Folks, why do you think the government of this world are raging? Why do you think the government of this world, they're banding together? The Bible tells us that they will, let me see if I can find it here in scripture, that the leaders, the world, the rulers and the leaders of this world, they will all give they will all have one mind and they will give their mind over unto the beast. Let me see where it says in scripture. I can find it. Okay, Revelation. It's in Revelation 17. Revelation 17, verse 13. It tells us here, I'm sorry, of course, I have to open the door for sorry, folks, the doorbell rang and no one else is there to answer the door. So Revelation 17 verse 13 tells us about the kingdoms of this world. It says the 10 horns which thou sawest are the 10 kings which have received no kingdoms as yet, but to have received power as king 1 hour with the beast. These have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. These shall make war with the lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them. And he is Lord, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings. So, folks, the rulers and the leaders of the world that we're living in, you notice that they all have one mind? You notice that they all have one mind, right? They're all in bed with devils and demons. They all are doing the same thing. They're all instilling the same rules and the same laws on their citizens, on their people, in their kingdoms. It says that these have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. So their power and their strength that they have, and they're instilling it on the people, to take big V, to take the vaccine, to take the V. This is a classic example of what's to come. These leaders around the world have one mind, and they gave their power over unto the beast, unto the demonic realm, unto Lucifer. He is the beast. So we are living in the days Yeshua, the Bible spoke of. Welcome to the end of the world, folks. It's the beginning of sorrows. It's birth pain. So buckle your seatbelts, because the ride is going to be a treacherous one. It is going to be one heck of a ride. Jesus told us that as in the days of Noah, so it's going to be in the days of the end. What was happening in the days of Noah? And in the days of Noah, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage. Who were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage? We know that it is the Lord God created Adam and Eve, and the Lord God actually performed the first marriage in the Garden of Eden between a man and a woman. And he said they should become one flesh, a man and a woman. But lo and behold, the world leaders, they comes up with their own rules and their own laws and their own commands for everyone else to follow. And God forbid that someone should say something or even mention the name, the word of God. We become homophobic. We are ostracized, and evil is good and good is evil. Now they're marrying and giving in marriage. Wow. A male with male and female with female. And we are living in the days of Noah. We are living in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. Because in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, in the days of Noah, these were the things that was happening. And Jesus Christ said, so in the days of Noah, and so in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, so it shall be in the last days. So folks, we are living in the end times. They have given over their mind unto the beast. Let's go back. Let's go over into Daniel. Daniel chapter 2 and verses, I'll read from verses 43. Daniel chapter 2 and verse 43 tells us about the iron mixed with Mary clay. What does this have to do with the wheat and the tares? Well, first of all, let me just go back up to Matthew chapter 13, where Yeshua spoke of the wheat and the tares. We are living, folks, in a world where you see people walking around, you see the world leaders, those people who have been in power for ages, kings and queens and police and presidents and rulers that have taken up positions, and they like literally want to hand it down from one bloodline to the next. Folks, we are living in the days where these rulers are, well, they're the tares among us. The Bible tells us we're going to know them by their fruits. Matthew chapter 13, starting from verse 24, the Bible tells us another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man which sowed good seed in the field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, folks, we are going to know them by their fruit, folks. When the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servant of the householder came and said unto him, Sir, didst not thou sow good seed in the field? From whence then had, from whence then these tares come from? He said unto them, an enemy had done this. The servant said unto him, should we go and gather them up? So he said, no, lest while you gather up the tares, you root up also the wheat with the tares. Grow together until the harvest. And in the time of the harvest, I will say unto the reapers, go gather up first the tares, bind them in bundles, burn them, but gather my wheat and wheat into my barn. Now, what does all this wheat and tares and burn and what's that? What is all of this? What is it telling us? Well, folks, we know that. Let me read what Jesus Christ said. Jesus Christ said, he that sowed a good seed is the Son of Man. Seed is the world. So, folks, we are living in a world, right? The field is the world, the good seed are the children of the kingdom of heaven. So we are living in a world where we have the children of the kingdom, one set of people that belong to the kingdom of heaven. But the tares are the children of the wicked one, and we are living side by side with children of the wicked one, children of the devil, children of fallen angels, children that are demonically possessed, children that hate God. We are living in a world. This is why the world is in so much chaos. This is why we are living in so much pain and suffering, so much sicknesses and diseases, because there are a group of people that live among the children of the kingdom of heaven that hate us. They hate us. They want to destroy us. They're destroying us already, slowly but surely, through medicine, through the water that we drink, through the food that we eat, through the medicine that they gave us, and through all the food that they're polluting the atmosphere, destroying us through the manipulation of the pure, healthy food that our Heavenly Father created so that they can reproduce after their own kind. But wicked children of the devil, Monsanto, went ahead and they genetically modified so many plants and animals and fruits and vegetables that most of these plants and foods do not reproduce anymore. They become seedless. Seedless grapes, seedless watermelons, seedless oranges, seedless tangerines, seedless this and seedless that. And folks, these are the children, the tares that live among us. Folks, This is serious. We are living in a world where you have the children of darkness and you have the children of light. So 39 of Matthew chapter 13 tells us the enemy, let me go back up to verse 38. He had sowed the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom. The tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. So the enemy that sired these children, the enemy that indoctrinated these children, is the devil and the fallen angels. The harvest is the end of the world. The reapers are angels. Folks, the Bible tells us that we are going to know them by their fruits. We know these world leaders. We know the wicked when we see them, because we know and we see that they are not doing the things that are right and pleasing in the sight of the Most High God. We have Barack Obama, we have Biden, we have all the rulers, most of the rulers of the world abandoned with the devil to promote and uplift and encourage homosexuality. These people hate God, folks. And then these are the same people who are sitting there telling us to take Big V. They're the ones telling us and encouraging us, telling us it's good for us. Why should we believe anything they say? Why should we do what they tell us to do? The Bible said, blessed is a man that standeth not in the counsel of the ungodly, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law does he meditate day and night. Why should we listen to the government of this world? They are of their father, the devil. Oh, these are these same tears. Are the same iron mixed with Mary clay that Daniel chapter 2 verse 43 speaks of. And whereas thou saw iron mixed with Mary clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men. But they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. And in the days of these kings, which is the days we are living in, shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. So folks, we are living in the days of Noah. We are living in the days of the wheat and the tares. We are living in the days where the iron mixed with Mary clay. Iron is strong, the fallen angels mixed with clay. We are created from the dust of the earth. And they mingle themselves with the seed of men just like they did in the days of Noah, folks. Do you know? Okay, let's segue back up to Genesis chapter 6. Genesis chapter 6, it tells us that Genesis chapter 6 tells us the sons of God that came in unto the daughters of men, and they took wives of all whom they chose. They chose, they forcefully took these women. They had sex with them. And they had giants, they had Nephilim, men of great stature, men of renown, big, powerful, tall men like Goliath that David slew, the giant Goliath. You talk about, you read about King Og in the Bible. He was a giant also. When Moses sent out Joshua and the other men to spy out the Hittite nation, the Hittite, the Perizzite, and I think there were 10 nations that were Hittites. They were giant nations. The men came back and said, these men are so big, we look like grasshoppers to them. There were giants in the earth, the Bible tells us, there were giants in the earth and before and after. So, as in the days of Noah, this is why the Lord God destroyed the world during the days of Noah. Because these giants were causing havoc upon the earth. And then these giants are back. They are causing havoc upon the earth, folks, but in a different way. In a different way. But knowledge have increased in the sense that we know and we see a lot of what's happening. They may not be giants who are 10 feet and 15 feet tall, but they have mixed, the Bible says in the last days, they have mixed, iron mixed with Mary clay. They shall mingle themselves with the seed of men. Those bastards are still mingling themselves with the seed of men. Through the genetic manipulation, through these so-called aliens that are so-called and kidnapping women, taking them out of their rooms at night, impregnating them, come back again after a certain period of gestation and taking these women and taking the babies. So many are born into this world not even knowing that the child that they have brought into this world doesn't even belong to their husband, because they have been taken, not even knowing, been taken and impregnated by these so-called alien beings. But they are not aliens. They are fallen angels. They're just doing it a different way, and they're lying to us and deceiving us. And the governments of this world have gone into agreement with hell itself, We are living in the last days, folks. We are living in the end times. Wake up. Wake up, friends. Wake up, brothers and sisters. Wake up, people, because Yeshua HaMashiach, he is coming back. He is coming back soon. And when he comes, we want to be sure that we are found worthy to enter into his kingdom. So this brings me to the end of this study. And those of you who are listening, thank you for listening. And may God be one of you. And let's continue on this journey. In the name of the Lord, let us continue to stand forth and trust in him, and him only, not in man. Love you all in Christ. Good night.